Remember this? Back in 1930, when no one worried about men in space or nuclear weapons, the huge spans of the 28,000-ton archway of Sydney's Harbour Bridge were getting closer together.
I think the idea with the Sydney Harbour Bridge and it being such an iconic structure and a sort of advert for Dorman Long is that in our area, people know it because they worked on it. In Australia, they know it because they see it. There's a visitor centre there. You can go and walk across it and you can go across the top and you see the girders with the name on. There's a plaque that says it's Dorman Long. The fact that it's an iconic structure, it's been used for all sorts of things, New Year celebrations in Australia, the Sydney Games, that sort of thing, is important. And it's a huge landmark.
At last, after all the years of anticipation, rolling stock crosses Sydney Harbour.
It was also something that had been on the go since the 1820s. There was a discussion about bridging the harbour at Sydney. So to take all that time and then create this marvellous structure, which, when it opened, was the biggest single-arch suspension bridge in the world, and it was all the sort of things that went with it. It was the biggest, it was the heaviest, all these sort of things had happened.
Words are futile things with which to describe the might and majesty of this wonderful structure.
There were suspension bridges on the Tees in the 18th century and the 19th century. It wasn't something new, but to build something so huge and so big, and obviously with very little mistakes. You know, you go and see the pictures of them joining it up at the top. It's about 0.2 of an inch was the gap when they put the thing together.
Even pictures can hardly do it justice, because no lens is wide enough to capture in one great sweep its powerful grace and perfect symmetry. A ferry from the bridge, 170 feet above, looks almost a toy.
There's things that you could do that had never been done before, and also doing them on a scale that people had never known before.
They were grim days, but in Sydney, the outlook was brightened by the completion of the mighty Harbour Bridge.
And although the bridge, it looks to be semicircular, there are no pieces in the Sydney Harbour Bridge that aren't straight or aren't angles. There's nothing round in it, nothing semicircular, nothing got a curve in it at all.
More than 200,000 Sydneyites and visitors converged on the structure, conceived by Australian Dr. J. Bradfield and built by Dorman Long of England at a cost of £9 million.
There's also lots of myths about it, like the fact that the last rivet put in was made of gold and all these sort of things, and I don't think it was true because it would be quite expensive to make a gold rivet and then to have to heat it up and chuck it up to somebody to bang it in with a great big gun into a piece of girder.
The time had come for Lang to perform the opening ceremony. The Premier's decision to open the Harbour Bridge himself brought bitter resentment from a section of the community who had clamoured for a royal performance. Lang replied in his own blunt way, "I will open it myself. It'll be cheaper."
The bridge foundation stone laying was where Sir Arthur Dorman and Sir Hugh Bell travelled out to Australia. It took them 6 months. And at the laying of the foundation stone, lots of people in Australia, as casual as they ever are now, open neck shirts, Panama hats, sitting watching the proceedings of the laying of the foundation stone. There are two rather unusual men in the photograph that stand out a bit from everybody else because they're wearing top hats and bow ties and ascot shirts, and that's Sir Arthur Dorman and Sir Hugh Bell, sort of British upper, stiff upper lip as it were.
That is the picture of massive strength and transcending grace that meets the eye as you reach the pylon, and no other angle conveys so utterly the superlative beauty of this wonder creation of man's brain and hand.
This great design work that they did created something which has lasted sort of over 80 years.
All honour to those who built it, from the designer to the lowliest workman.